Our next case this evening is 12,152. Michael J. Glasgow seeking a variance from the front yard setback for a proposed structure under Section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Maplewood Drive, approximately 500 feet south of Pinewood Road. The 911 address is 14 Maplewood Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 325. We received one letter of support from the Homeowners Association, which is from the Lockwood Property Owners Association Architectural Review Committee, which states that it's directed to Mr. Galasso, that states the application to the Lockwood Property Owners Association to install a 25-foot by 24-foot garage, new front porch, and proposed addition on the property at 14 Maplewood Drive, Lewis. As shown on the site plan, was reviewed and determined to be in conformance with the restriction, covenants, and conditions of the Lockwood Properties Owners Association. Further, the writer notes that the owner applied for and received the county permit for the project. Any changes to the project must be approved by the Lockwood Property Owners Association Architectural Review Coordinator prior to proceeding with the project, and notes that the approval is conditional, and they would like the neighbor in Lot 8, Block G, to the left of the garage to indicate that they've been shown the plans and are aware of the nature of the projects, which the owner was able to have the neighbor sign. So that's for the record. And then specifically, we did not receive any letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return. We note that the setback, the garage that was proposed, is in conformance with their code, and that the setback that's being requested is actually from the front yard. There's a 30-foot required setback, and the applicant is requesting 7.1-foot variance for a proposed porch addition.
So the porch is already built.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, do you need a copy of the criteria and response? That's what I just mentioned.
Oh, okay.
You're fine. Thank you.
So the garage is
In conformance. It's 600 even, so it's fine. The only variance needed tonight is for the front yard setback for the porch addition.
And that's proposed?
Has it been completed?
That is, my understanding is that is proposed.
We'll ask him when he gets him to testify.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Terry Lane,
109-83, Benson Lane. Okay. Who are you right here? I'm sorry. Okay. And your address?
14 Maplewood Drive, Lewis.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Terry Lane with Diamond State Contractors. Mike Glass's contractor. We're asking for an additional about 7.1 feet due to he bought the house about 2 years ago. Not on the understanding that the setback was so close where we couldn't get a front porch on there. Let me see. I think right now the house is set at about 30.9 off the property line and about 34.9 off the road.
You said 34?
30.9.
From the road. But 30 point, I'm trying to find my paperwork here now. I've got.
Yeah, the survey shows 30.9 feet from the property line.
Yes, to the property line. So we're asking to set the porch at 22.9.
10 foot.
Which is 8.
Or 8 foot.
Yeah, it's 8 foot by 20. Or shall I say 20 by 8. Both neighbors side by side have a porch, so it's actually, I mean, it's consistent with the neighborhood. I think it also will add value to the other property owners as well by adding this porch. It'll look aesthetically fit.
There are five things for granting a variance.
I'm sorry.
On your application, there was five things.
Yes.
Could you
address?
Address all five of those,
please.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I had a hard time going through this because this wasn't easy to answer. Uniqueness of property. Of course, I got I'll read what I wrote first so I can go back over. Due to existing builder and owner having placed home within 1 foot of the minimum setback to the front of the property line, leaving no room for future covered porch if desired. Property owner bought the house 2 years ago, unaware that this was a situation. He's from out of state and bought here to retire, and was hoping to have a nice porch to, you know, sit out on, and now we found out that we can't, so we come for you to see if we can get a variance. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed due to there only being less than a foot of setback left from where the house was placed. I mean, unfortunately, we can't move the house, so there's no room for the covered porch to the front of the home. Actually, the property line sets back away from the road quite a bit, which would allow for proposed porch to not be anywhere close to the road. Number three, not created by the applicant, which is, I guess, well, that would be you. I put I, Terry Lane, at Diamond State Contractors, did not create the issue, nor did the homeowner, for the reason of the variance, nor did the existing owner purchase the home under the assumption that he had bought it. And that's another thing, he had assumption that he bought a double lot. Under that assumption, he would have plenty of yard, not knowing that the home was at the minimum front setback, which is what I guess I just stated too as well with number two. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that's by what I just said. It's pretty much, there's quite a few homes in that neighborhood that have front porches, the one beside on both sides. Mm-hmm. I honestly think Mr. Glasso bought this house, it was kind of neglected when he got it. He's very upbringing it, we're putting new siding, new roof, we're actually adding value to the neighborhood, and right now would be a good time to put the porch on. And like I said, I think it added good value to all the neighbors as well. And we're asking for the minimum variance. I mean, it's kind of hard to go less than 8 feet or you really don't have much of a porch. One at 12 feet, but we're asking for 8 due to the not having enough room. I don't know what else you want me to say. Not much of a public speaker.
Yeah, I just got a few questions. Right. Maybe basic comments. I agree that 8 feet, anything less than that is not functional for anything other than a decorative feature.
Right.
The neighboring houses with front porches, does it appear as if they're in the front setback too?
I couldn't honestly answer that.
Okay.
They're close to what this will be. Okay. Identical.
I don't think I have anything else.
I mean, there does
Thank
seem.
You.
I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
There does seem like most of the property's got stuff pretty close to the road more than he does.
Yeah.
I'm guessing from what I think. I go there to work every day. I haven't been really paying attention a lot to it. I've been very busy. But from what I can recall,
but
his
your
house,
comment is that by adding a porch, he'll fit in
I think
with
so.
The neighbors, not necessarily.
Because right now you got like just a long straight house where everybody else got a little more architectural features too as well. So and they got porches, so I think it would fit in nice.
All right, sir. Victoria?
No questions.
May I begin the question?
Has the porch been built yet?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, we actually did get a permit though for it because I had to have the permit to get the HOA approval. I didn't want to waste Mr. Glasso's money getting a variance if HOA wasn't going to approve it in the first place. So we have the approval, we have the permit, we're just waiting on your consent.
Okay, good job.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
Thanks for asking for permission.
Yeah. Forgiveness.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Just clarify, I think you said that there's about 4 feet from the edge of paving of the road to the front property line. Is that right?
Average, yes.
Okay.
Then it'll be 30 feet from back up.
All right. And it looks like from the drawings that the steps are going to project to the sides so they won't go any further into the front yard.
Correct. And that was the reason for that. Take the minimum.
All right. And when was the home built?
Excuse when me. Was it?
1961.
2001. By a prior owner, I presume? I think he's by a prior owner?
No, it is.
Okay.
I bought it from the second owner.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we didn't hear any opposition to this application, and I believe they did a very good job of meeting our criteria for our variance. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve case 12,152. The uniqueness of the property is the owner would like a porch, and he's sort of pinned to the front setback, so he cannot otherwise develop it without the variance. That condition wasn't created by the applicant. And by adding this porch addition, it won't alter the character of the neighborhood. In fact, it'll fit in better with the neighborhood. Therefore, I find it a minimal variance request.
Okay. Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,152. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons, or for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason, been stated. So by vote, 5-0, case number 12,152 is approved.
Thank you.